Rashba. Rashba has a question. Ve'echanan. Alephir Shlokesh. Ve'echanan. Where the Hezek, Srapis Hagdin, Godish, the place before the killing. Someone that damages when he gets does this high misa. And the opposite in the Shlokesh that you hit his Gubish Shalevet. So then, means the Shrevet Gosh was afterwards. And Mela's Daima is Daima to a guy that killed. Misa does not get patent for something that happens afterwards. That was the big problem of the Rajba. We have the first case, in the Gemara and the Subis, that Kiritzar Hanafa, is going to be not to say Kiritzar Hanafa. They should be hired for Rabbi Yechon, the portion of the Gaddish before the Eved. He says, it's trying to do without it. And the Gemara over there handles that there's a mechag is there. What when we say Kiritzar Hanafa, the Gemara asked the Kasha from Chaylev. The Gemara said that by Achilas Chaylev, we say you kind of the Chaylev before the Chiyamisa, so you chayiv mamon. Achilas Chaylev, the Gemara is one of two reasons. Either that the difference between Kiritzar Hanafa by Zarach Ches, Achilas Dalav, Saif Dalav, Achilas Shayim Banachas, and there we say Kim Ramadan, Achilas Chaylev, we know the Gemara is two svaras. One svar is that you can stop it. Another svar was that it's possible to efshar hanafa without the kira. You need the kira to have the hanafa. Mashenkein by chaylev, you boy gachin. You can eat it without picking it up. Well, as far as you can stop. Either way, the Rashba says, nara sugya, it's not a get. It's nara sugya. If you torch the gadish, it's trying to do one without the other. So mainly there's no svara of yetcher. Ach, the srepes ha'eved leitzarech srepes ha'gadish. You don't need the srepes ha'eved for the srepes ha'gadish. In other words, that we should say akira tzarech hanacha. If you need one for the other, then it's all considered one thing. You chay and you pater. You don't need that. You have yetcherech without one without the other. So, Al-Kapanim, that was Rajma's Kash. Fine, so we had the Talmud Rajma, etc. Dr. Rajma, Vefshir, Rabbi Yechanan, Dama, Eshem Shemchitza, Kol Shehitzis, Afil Begodish, Ve'evet Kofos, Samachloi, Shehefshloi Lebroyach, Havale Mishas Hatzosas Ha'esh, Begodish, right. Who says Rajma? In other words, Mitzad, Mitzad, Kimin Rabbinet, Altritzicha, says the Rajba, Altritzicha Se'eved, then you're right. Altritzicha Se'eved, there's no Kimin Rabbinet. Why? Because the hazard took place before the Chibra Tzicha. But, as soon as you lit the Gaddish, you're ready to write it. And you're right if, Memela, we didn't write if you're Potter. But then right, and by right is also thinking of Rabbanai. Like the Gemara and Sanhedrin, Tais brings that Gemara says, right, if Shashav Kalim, Bench and Liv, Bench and Kaladam, that he's Potter. So he sees then Kim Rabbanai by right. Mishin Mishas with the fasting is Chai ben Avshai. The fact that the thing that you ought to kill a right, if you're Mechuyif to kill a right, if the Gemara says, if you don't kill the right, if you're only Sam Dam Reacha, the chid killed the raidiv, meidach meila haragai. So meila, that's enough of a chid misa to pater, pater the moment. So meila over here, it's a bashas. The burning of the goddess, you consider raidiv. Now, the Rajba goes on. And this is really, we think of the middle of Shvel. Kathy Kosh Lush Lakish, Kathy Vishas Tel Zeish, Al Gubish Al Ebed, Mishai Ben Apshai, Bachashim Eis Ebed Nisra Godish, Mai Pat Al Godish. And the Rashi asks the kasha. So fine, this works for Biyachina. The Furish Lakish, with the hesitant place afterwards, then you still have the reverse problem. The hesitant place after the Chiyav Misa. Nachmei said, Nisim HaGadish, from my father HaGadish, Yishlem, Nisim HaGadish, Kaim Shemei Sehbet, Chol Shait V'Shait, Chashvin Lai Roidif, Ad Shemei Sehbet. I'm Nisim HaGadish, Lach Shemei Sehbet, Ech Anami, Zdak HaChayim. He brings down the din, Nev Deba Veira, you're Ace Roidif. Once the Veira is done, you're not a Roidif. So the Kama problems with this Raja. First of all, the Raja was Mechadish to me. That the Petorah for Yerbi'echon is not a Petorah al Tzvetzicha, the Petorah of Yerbi'echon is al Tzvetzin Reid. So the Chari, the Kasha is, there's a few Kashas. First of all, came, why not Furish Lakish? Why not Furish Lakish? Have you Furish Lakish, you're also Reid. The Zelba Reid, if you are for Yerbi'echon, you are Furish Lakish. What do you torch the Gaddish? Yeah, and this Gaddish is going to go and kill the Eved. Right? So you're Reid. So why is that? Why is that only Furish Lakish? Harei the Gemara says the fee only for Biyachana. Harei the Furish Lakish, but you also write it. Torching the Gaddish that will kill that puts the Eben in danger, yeah, makes you write if Bainler Biyachana and Bainler Shlakish. But Bishlam if handling the Chiyah Misa, to tell me that Biyachana knows Eishim Mishim Chitza, Tamela, Mamela, Yabachim Misa in. Only if you're going to have a misa, the pot that they can happen by lying the Gaddish. But if you're being Mishlakish, lying the Gaddish is not a misa. Because the ever gets burnt after is in the minor, it's not a misa. Therefore, Gemara has to say, it's the Gupish Levit. But the Raj is Mechadish to me. That the Ptor, the Kim of Ram is Gabayt. On the din of Raidiv, Lechaira, if you're Mishlakish, lying the Gaddish, you're also Raidiv.
Why
are we going in the Mishmah to with the Eved? What? Why are we going in the Mishmah to with the Eved? Why? The Gemara had a problem with Rish Lakish.
Right.
That the Pirish Lakish
is Ezim Shemayin,
so why is
it Kimmer Abinay? Where's the Redif? You lit the Eved.
One sec. The Pirish Lakish didn't light the Eved, you lit the Gaddish. Should we start this story from the beginning now?
No, didn't Rajma say that we beat?
No. Okay. The Rajma, again, the Fir B'Yachin and the Gemara. Rajma did not argue the Gemara. The Fir B'Yachin, the case is you lit the Gaddish, and the Gemara says that Eishim Shem Chitzav, so therefore you partner. Fir B'Yachin, Shlakish, Eishim Shem Mainai, the only Chimisa Chayach is by Hitz Gush Levin. So Fir B'Yachin on the case you lit the Gaddish and afterwards the Eved burned. Fir B'Yachin, you lit the Gaddish and afterwards the Eved burned. Fir Shlakish, you lit the Eved and afterwards the Gaddish burned. I'm asking, the Gemara, if it's a bit Bishlama, if we're handling Chiyah Misa, so then the Gemara had a problem with Rish Lakish. What works for Biyachon doesn't work for Rish Lakish. But the Rashi bim Chadish to me, that what works for Biyachon also doesn't work for Biyachon. Yeah? The Yatma Chadish, because the problem is that you did the damage before the Misa, before the Chiyah Misa. El Yatma Mechadish to me, and there's a din raidif in that Lakish of God. No, that could be for Rish Lakish also. Question number one. Question number two. This is a very big question, which Baruch Fair talks about. Everyone talks about it. Just Baruch Fair's one right now in front of me. Baruch Fair, so the big question is that if Medin Raidiv, so Lechaira, as soon as you lit the fire, Zeo, just like the Rajab says at the end, yeah? The Rajab says at the end that Nevda Ba'aveira, Hey, it's nice, Benafshai. Yeah, right. Because Roidif, Pashtis, right? Roidif is a din. We'll see about that, right? It's din atzala, and therefore, once it's too late, then there's no point. Once it's too late, there's no point. Once the veir is done. Then what do you mean matzal? There is done. There's no point in killing the right. You're not gonna save her from being from Niva. She was raised too late. You have to buy Veira. So Mela over here. When the person lived with God, there's look at Baruch Bet, Sarah Bilidvara, the Mashaikh Din Kamir Abinet, the Manushach. Ein mukhabat misa. Then my shef shel mukhab is aish. Haru yochal atzila the kibesh lev roidev. Interesting. The Rambam says that, so if you could put the fire out, then put the fire out. He has to even like more. The din is yochal hatzbech mevarav. And you know, you could save him, you could maim him, not kill him. So then you're not allowed to kill him. Yichai misa, whatever. But the point is, yichai misa, you're not allowed to kill him. So over here, Marsh, if you put out the fire, so this is going to the sound. That the, but this is the sound of Kanachim Baruch Ber, that the fact that you can put out the fire is like Yochel Hatzbech Mevarov. Meaning, instead of killing the guy, you just put out the fire. Right? So, okay, Yesh Lod Nal Zeh, because whether Din of Yochel Hatzbech Mevarov is Mechayiv you to do other things than try to stop the guy in a way that without killing him. Just for good, I don't really want to stall on this so much, but just Robert brought it up that the Marshal, okay, the old Shaila, yeah, by Zimri, Mara says that Ilu Hafach Zimri, Har the Pinchas, he'd be Potter. Why? Because Pinchas is a Raidiv. So Zimri would have been Potter if he would have killed Pinchas, Mara said, Mara Sanhedrin. So Kasha is a Chayy could have been Pirish. He could have been Pirish. Right? Yochlatz Bech Mevarov. You know, I'll kill the right if it's Yochlatz Mevarov. So over here, Zimri had an Eitzel. He could have been Pirish. Right? What? He could have stopped. He could have pulled away. He could have stopped doing the beer. He could have stopped doing the Maisa. He would have stopped. But Pinchas would get off his case. Pinchas is not out to kill him. If he stops the Vera, then Yochlatz Bech Mevarov.
Don't say the news.
There's another Kasha. For example, Shem Zalman talked about that a guy tells you, listen to me, if you don't, you know, I need an errand to run in Tel Aviv. If you're not going to do it for me, then I'm going to kill you. Yeah? Now, you're much stronger than the guy. Yeah? You're much stronger than the guy. You have a big gun. You could wipe him out in a second. LMI. Yeah? So you could kill him. If he didn't try to kill you, you could kill him, right? LMI. Elamai, Chayitz Yochlatz Bech Mevarov. You could go run his errand for him, right? So that's Yochlatz Bech Mevarov. Elamai says to Shem Zalman that no, I'm not mechuyev to do that. That's not what's mutl on me to do right now. And also with the Zimri also, with this mutl on him to be Pirish, not Al Pinchas trying to kill him, it's mutl on the Pirish because it's them to be Pirish. That's not Pinchas, you leave me alone. That's between me and God. You have nothing to do with this. So therefore, if you want to kill me, I'm ready to kill you. So, okay, here it's a little different because it's a way of saving the guy. But I'm saying, Akapan is not so posh, this should be considered Yochlatz Bech Mevarov. This should be considered Yochlatz Bech Mevarov because it's not a even of stopping the guy. Yochlatz Bech Mevarov, you can hear his nafka, yeah, you can stop the guy one of two ways. You have a right to kill the right. The guy's been very right to kill him. So Yochlatz by killing him, Yochlatz by naming him, you're going to maim him. So, Akapan, the very simple question anyway. So he says, Mamash, if you put out the fire, so put out the fire. That's what he asked, okay? And that's how you should do it. Yeah? So he shows Yochel Ahatzel. Then, somebody can't put out the fire. Yeah, it's too late. The guy lit, it's too late. It's already burning. Then you can't kill the right of either. What does it help kill the right? I mean, that's really the man cash, right? That's really the question. Well, what does help kill the right? What are they killing the right for? If you're not being, if it's not going to be Matzel, then what does help kill the right? That's the heart of the cash, okay? Now, it's interesting in Rish Lakish, but when Rajma comes to Rish Lakish, right, he also learns Medin Raidiv, at least according to the Gersa that we have. It's also Medin Raidiv. And there, so what is it again? Kash Rish Lakish Fakarit, that the Hezek took place afterwards. So it's like you said, the guy is very high Misa, he does that, but he's high, don't say he's going to dominate. So Elamai, so he says the Rajma, no. But Kol's man, yeah? So well, what's the case that he put in the Gaddish? It says the Gaddish is burning while the Eved is burning. In this Gaddish, Kayim Shemesa Eved, and Kol Shait the Vishait the Cheshvin Leroidiv, Ad Shemesa Eved. But the Kedushin Rabbah afterwards, no. So again, so in Shlokesh, we have some Musik of Raidif over here. And Kolzman, Shenisav Eved. Kolzman, until the Eved dies.
In
Shlokesh? In Shlokesh. Rajba says. Nisrav Agadish, Kedushin Shemes Eved. Kol Shait, Veshait. This is an addition, it's not an old Gersa, but we have it here. The Kol Shait, Veshait, the Cheshvin, and the Raidif, Ad Shemes Eved. Yes, but it takes time. Kolzman, Eved, Kolzman and Eved, till he dies, considered right.
So,
Yerchai, Kolzman. So, why is he right? For why is he chayim? Why is it say that because he killed him? So you have to say it's talking about. There has to be some matzav here where. That's really, I mean, I don't know if that's what we meant to ask. But there is a question in the Raj, but if you're Shlokish, if anyway he's limiting it to while that is dying, so then why does he have to come on to Raidiv, Tepiglei al Tzretzeach? Because, so you have to say that even if you're Shlokish, when we say Hizabu Shalabid, right, this question has come up, what's more Tehiv Shalabid? Does that mean that he had to hold the Mamash until the end and he was. Until he actually died, or he was burning him the whole time until he died. But there is some leeway, some place where it's still considered his mice of killing, even though he didn't mamish hold it to the end. So if you say there's some space over there, so then in that area, yeah, in that space where you're not mamish holding the fire the whole time, but still he's dying and still considered a tzeach, and he's still you're chayiv for that, but. But you're not actively doing ma'aser tzicha then. It could be that he needs raidiv. Okay, but the point is, so then again, the question is, what is this gather of raidiv? If it's that point where of no return, then baita yunush lakish. What exactly is this raidiv? Okay, the main question is really even before that, and you know what's going on in the Rashba.
It's not the same question as well. Once he did the
ma'aser. No, but shlokish, it could be a little different. Shlokish, it's not just. That's what I'm saying. We should have to know exactly what the case is.
So just the guy killed
him. Might see the guy right away.
I know, but
then why
is it chayiv if he didn't kill him?
What's
chayiv for? Ish m'shem ma'inai. So does that mean he has to pashtus? It means he has to be burning him the whole time. L'chayr, that's the pashtus. Otherwise, what does it mean enough to kill him?
He burns him.
Fine. Then what's the guy?
But
what's that?
It's done yet.
Enough that what you did will kill him.
Just take 3 minutes.
Fine. So then the rabbi is saying, but you still consider right even afterwards till he dies. Okay. Let's try to understand what's going on. Now, in the etzim din of raidiv, is l'chayra shekel stira as to what is the etzim gedid din raidiv. Is raidiv then atzala ba'alma? Was raidiv some type of einish? Some type of einish on some level. Like this. There, the Gemara Sanhedrin, so again, the pashtus is, it's a dinatzal, it says, nidnatzil benafshay, Mishnah says, and the Gemara Sanhedrin talks about a cotton being a raidiv. Whereas all shayla, where the raidiv needs has straw. Whereas the shayla, where the raidiv needs has straw. The Gemara says, that cotton. Yeah. Mark has a very needs a straw. Mark wants me to raya. Oh, cotton a raidiv. Nit matzil benapshay. So raidiv ain't sarach a straw. Why should go as a cotton? So the kids are. The Gemara handles the cotton. The cotton is a raidiv. Cotton is a raidiv if it's an einish. Yeah, there's no einish for a cotton. What's an einish for a cotton? If it did it together, raidiv is an einish. What's an einish by a cotton? Cotton is not a einish. Elamai, l'chayv, this Gemara is before that the din raidiv is at least a din hatzal. At least a din hatzal. I know that the Torah said. They, and then Mishnah says, "El matzil nois benafshay." Right? Chaver lahargai matzil nois benafshay. Yeah. So Rashi says, it's Yom Naveh, Benafshe. So, let's go ahead and read the Mishmach. But there's a din that's all, Pash din that's all. So, Meila, even if the cotton's a raidiv, so even though it's not a barayinchin, it's a kasayif, the Paris says, but it's all a nerdiv, you'll not kill the raidiv. So, Meila, even by cotton, the cotton's not a barayinchin. Moreover, the Gemara discussed here the Mishnah in Olas, in the seventh parak. And if the Rambam comes out, without going to get involved in the whole sugya, very complicated Rambam, very complicated issue in the Rambam. The Mishnah says that Isham Kasha Leila, so you had to kill the Uber to save the mother, a woman having difficulty in childbirth, and the Uber is threatening the mother's life, so you killed the Uber in order to save the mother. And the Rambam, when he brings it down, Rambam says, but didn't write. The heter that killed the Uber is within Raidiv. And there's the Morris of Mishmaya Karat, like, yes, but it's a complicated story, I don't want to get into that. But Ram Maisel said within Raidiv. Now, Uber, not only is the Uber not a Barach Yuva, not a Barach Inshin, Uber is not even Barach Havana, Uber is not even doing Barach Havana Bacha. Right? Cotton, you could say, has Havana, Maisel of the is that Kohen has das, whatever. But the point is, you say that it's a kavanah ritzicha, but Uber doesn't have kavanah ritzicha, nothing. Still, Ram says that the heter killed Uber is within right. See, so l'chayr you see clear, and the gathered right is then atzal. Now, midach yisa, l'chayr is rayas. That besides din itself, I'm not saying there's no din itself, it's din itself. Besides the din itself, and then Pashtas, the din of the whole din of Yochlatz Bech Mevarim, shows that it's din itself. Well, that might be a little bit problematic if we want to say it's two din. Because if the din of Yochlatz Bech Mevarim, then they now kill him, right? It's Pashtas Shalom, because the whole thing is din itself. So, maybe if I can do that a different way without killing him, so I have to do that. This Gemara might end up being a simple problem for us, but I have to play it out anyway. Point is,
how is that
thinking
of
the noyish?
He can kill him after all, so why is it that
one? One second. I'll go for that. Okay, wait. Now, Midach Gisa, the Gemara Daf Ayin Gimel, the Gemara makes a Kal V'Chaymer. Gemara says, El Nitn Latzil B'Nafshe Minala. Yeah? I know how to kill someone. I don't know how to kill Reuven to save Shimon. Reuven's trying to kill Shimon. Gemara says, "Ask Kalb Chaim, but Nam Rasa, Man Nam Rasa." Shle Ba'el Paygum, Amr Taylo Nasil Benafshay, Roy Vachaveir Roy Lahoga. I ask Kamel Kamel. If I can kill someone who's wants to rape a Nam Rasa, this is just a pagam. It's just a Paygum. It's a pagam. So still, you got to kill the guy. Kolish gain. If he wants to kill, everyone wants to kill Shimon. Fed the Gemara. The ain Shimon adin. The klal ain ain Shimon adin. You can't give punishments from a kal v'chaymer. Ain ain Shimon adin. Right? It's a kal v'chaymer. My answer is akeshu l'ol zayin. Hekesh. But ain ain Shimon adin. If you tell me it's not adin atzala, what shaykh ain ain Shimon adin? Well, who's to my language? To my adin atzala. So ain ain Shimon adin. Furthermore, ain't ain shem minadin. More want to learn that this bchal, the whole parasha of raising the bchal v'chaim manam rasa. Like more ain't ain shem minadin. Have you ever heard of that concept?
Yeah.
You cannot give ain shem based on bchal v'chaim. Yeah. So b'chayr the kasha screams. What does that do with einish? Tzatzala.
The whole kasha.
What's more kasha ain't ain shem minadin? What's more kasha ain't ain shem minadin? Why? We learn
how. What? The fact that the Gemara
says
to
save
Reuven, or
come out
to Shimon, it's both.
The Gemara says that you can't learn out that you're allowed to kill, is allowed to kill Shimon. Reuven's trying to kill Shimon. Levi's allowed to kill Reuven. Because the fact that when Reuven's running out to Naim Rasa to be boiler, that we learn out that Zedin, he's allowed to kill the Raidiv. Yeah? Because so Kabachaimer. If just the, when the Raidiv is just to be Paigam. Still, we say you ought to kill him. Kolshin, the right that was trying to kill the victim. Yeah. What do you mean? Ain't ain't shem adin. Ein Shmei, what kind of din? What kind of Einish? Why is it Einish? Not Einish, it's Atzala. The din Atzala, why is that problem in Ein Shmei din? So this is the Gemara, the Chariz Mash, where there is at least an element of Einish over here. There's an element of Einish over here. Now, furthermore, the Gemara Nachayindal, which is the Gerat Hidraj by us, the Gemara says that So he's potter. He broke kalim of anybody. He's potter. Potter. Even the first case. Why? The Raidif that was running after Reuven's running after Shimon to kill him. Yeah, and he breaks someone's kalim on the way, whether it's Shimon's kalim, whether it's someone else's kalim, he's potter. Why? Kimle Rabine. You know the Raj wants of in our sugi. That's the Gemara over there. Why in Schai ben Afshai? Schai ben Afshai? His din of Kdei Rish Osai, Mishur Rish Achas at Machai, Beit Machai, Eat Machai, Mishnei Rish Rishai. What kind of, was Mishai ben Afshai? The Halach, you're allowed to kill him. The head to kill him. Maybe Ben Chiyav to kill him. But why? To save the narrative. That's an Einish? Mishai ben Afshai? Mishai ben Rabbanei? Mishai?
I'm asking Losh Mishai.
Ben Afshai. But if it's just a din atzala, then why is Shaykh Kim Rabbanei? Why is Shaykh Kim Rabbanei? Kim Rabbanei, we understand the Chorus by Einshin. Stam a din that someone has a right to kill him, or maybe even a mitzvah, why does that make it? Why is that? Why should that be Kim Rabbanei? It's just Al-Tzal. So therefore, from all this, we could conclude that Amazon, there's two dinim in. This is the Chorus where say this. I'm saying, I think the Figi Yam says it. Also, maybe that we see from these Gemaras that besides the element of Atzala, there's also an element of Einish. There's sometimes the gather of Einish over here. The gather of Einish. Now,
you need both. You need both in order to justify it.
That
Gemara says that's all alone, we have no regard.
Oh, so that's a good question. That if I'm saying these two separate dinim, each one can work by itself, then Lagabe, with the Gemara, if I ask the question of Ein Shmei Din, but if you tell me that, fine, I'll say Sola, so why does Gemara need Einish? Why does Gemara need the second din? The Gemara says you can't. It's a problem in Ein Shmei Din. Al Kavachaymer, I'm saying Ein Shmei Din. Then that only makes sense if it's an element of Einish. So Mara is asking, but if that soul can work by itself, then you shouldn't. Anyway, Al Tzatzal, you should be able to save him. Why are we saying that the thing is no good? I mean, it could be his nafkaminis. Where's Einish, as we're actually in the case of Raj, but there are enough meanings maybe with Einish about that Tzolos. Maybe that's what Gemara says, you need the Pasuk, you need the Hekesh. As we see now, in the Raj, we have Shana Kamina. Now, it's like this.
What does practically two elements mean that each one works independently?
What?
Practically, what does it mean that Din and Pradif is two elements that work independently of each other?
There are two reasons to be able to kill the guy. One else is also Nirzim, and one else also Einish.
And they're totally independent from each other.
Let's say for now. Okay? Now, it's like this. We come to the Rajva, yeah? We have a problem with the Rajva. That the Chayra, as soon as you lit the fire, it's too late. It's not. What does it help? What does it help to kill him? Like Mari said before, that's the kasha that's strangling everybody. Like what does it help? What does it help to kill him? What does it help to kill him? The whole point is to say, what's not going to help? Now forget about Rav Bear talks about you should put it out, not put it out. Point is, it's not going to help. What does it help? Rashba says that. Hashas at Sosas Aish, the Godish Raide, the Nasal Godish Kiroid, the Shah became a bench of the Hashas, we don't miss Chayim and Avshay. So Mela, you're Potter. The question is, what does it help? What does it help? What does it help? The Chayra, it's too late. By killing him, that's not going to help the cloth. How can you tell me that the killing him should path it? The fact that this Zechib kill him, or I had to kill him, is going to path it. So it could be like this. And this is maybe why, and we ask another question in the Rashba. Why is Manavshav, it's Din Raidiv, why is it Dafka? Why is Dafka and Reichel Chayiv? Yishlach should also have the same din right. Same potential for Misa, you have if you're Reichel and Yishlach, the lumpness of whether it's Ishim Shem Pizza or Ishim Shem Maina is not again in practical terms. As far as the din that you're threatening that guy, should make a difference.
Doesn't it make it like your mom was killing, so you're not chasing him to kill him?
One second. Maisa, when you lit it again, when you lit the Godish, you're right. Right? Because this is going to kill him, so you're right.
Now you're not a rodent anymore.
One second. So like this. So it comes out like this. That if we say that there's another element of in Raidiv, and for the Fakir, the holder can be Ramine, the Chayetz Muchach is an element of Einish. In case you're talking that's where there's an afgamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Because Avada, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, when you lit the Godish, Avada, that's a Maisa block of the Godish, you talk about right. That's a lining is putting the heaven in danger. So you're right. Elamai Fakir. Like the answer is like everyone's saying. The answer, like everyone's saying, that as far as Rish Lakish is concerned, it's just that moment, and you're allowed to kill him out Hatzalah, but only that moment, and that moment is gone. Right? It's not going to help. So therefore, it's not going to pater you from the Sreipas HaGodesh. Mashenkel Firbi Eichanan. Okay? Mashenkel Firbi Eichanan. Well, Firbi Eichanan, you're a Raidiv the whole time. Firbi Eichanan, you're an active Raidiv the whole time. Because Firbi Eichanan, Mashem Chitza. And obviously we're going not like Muki Yisrael. We're not going Muki Yisrael, right? We're not going Muki Yisrael. We said last week, the Raj of Kasha wanted the Mitzvah to begin with. Right? Fidim Muki Yisrael, it's Kilo, everything was done right away, then the Raj wouldn't have had a Kasha. Because then both the Misa and the Hezek, everything's being done right away. So it's coming Rabbeinu. For Fidim Muki Yisrael, we never had a problem. Fidim Muki Yisrael, we discussed that last week. It means the Raj is not going with the Mahalach and Muki Yisrael. I mean, the Raj was going, Lefid the Kshutai, yeah? The Raj will have different parents for Shabbos candles.
That fits with the
Raj. Lefid the Rajba, Pshat is that Ishim Shem Chitza was the Pshat, and there's a constant Kaychai, there's a constant involvement, Mitzad, the Madlik. Yeah, Ishim Shem Chitza, it's his Chetz the whole time that's doing it. It's not that it was kill already done before.
But killing him won't stop his chet.
One second, let me talk. If I finish the whole of the Torah, you still have a question. I'm coming to answer that question, right? So, minimum. So the question is, the question like this. So the fundamental difference to Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is how do we look at the Hemshach? From when you light the Godish until the Eved burns, until the Eved dies, what are we looking at? Is it him that's doing it, or is it Maimon that's doing it? According to Rish Lakish, once you lit it, now he's out of the picture, Mamon is taking over. Mamon is doing it, obviously you're not a continuous Raidiv. The fee, Rabbi Yechanan, you're a continuous Raidiv. It's not going to help to kill him? The answer is, that's true. That's if the roidit that we're handling over here is atzolas and nirdav, so you'll tell me that it's not going to help. It's not going to help. Why kill the guy? Why kill two people? That's if we're handling atzolas and nirdav. But if we're willing to mechadish, and we say that is an element of Einish over here. So now we'll say like this. Even though, this is where it gets a little tricky, okay? Even though Vada was saying, Vada Rajma himself says, and that that's a Gemara, that once the Aveira is done, there is no Einish. So it's not Einish for the killing, because it's not Einish for being bald in Aymarasa, for being pagan, because once it's done, then it's also Michai. Elamai, it's an Einish for the Redifa. It's an Einish for the Redifa. So Kolzman, you have a Shem Roidif. Kolzman, you are being Roidif. Then you're subject to this Einish of the Redifa. Berega, that is no Redifa anymore. Then the red is not deep anymore, and is not soul anymore. Then you can't kill the guy. So here is where Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish veer off. The fear of Rabbi Yechanan, the ishim shemchitzah, and we say the pshat is continuous chetz, it's a continuous involvement. So the pshat is until the guy actually dies, I am an active roidif. If I'm an active Raidif, then I am subject to the Einish of the Raidif. If I'm subject to the Einish of the Raidif, then this can be Rabbanit. So Mela says the Rajba, that Kolzman, the Godish is burning. So Mela, you're Raidif. V'nas al Godish, ki Raidif, v'shava keil, mentioned it, v'shava shalad, v'shava batar. So that can only be the fear of Yechana. Because even though if you're Shlokish, you're the same Raidif, but if you're Shlokish, the only thing that would be Shaykh over here would be Al Tzala, if you're Shlokish. Because you're not an active Raidif. To say that you're Chayiv and Einish, calls man of the Radifa, calls man the Radifi, Chayiv and Einish, yeah, that we're not going to say. Because it's your mom that's being Raidif, not you. You're not Chayiv and Einish for your mom. For your mom being Raidif, you're not Chayiv and Einish of Radifa. Elmai, where is the din Raidif for your Shlokish? Only in initial lighting. So Mele, once he lit that first Shibarilis of the Godish, and now it's going on its own, so now it's ready too late. For him it's only Atzala, right? And then it's ready too late. And furthermore, if it was Atzala, it's not going to help you anyway. Atzala, there's no coming around about Atzala. So that's why for Rish Lakish, for two reasons. Lighting the Godish, even though you are right in Rish Lakish, but it's not going to path to you from the moment. Because first of all, because as soon as he lit it, because Firish Lakish first is only, it's only the continuation is only, and as soon as he lit it, Zeo, it's too late, right? And when it's a fee him, it's only at solid. You're not an active writer. You're not an active writer. So it's only for that second. For that second, you're a writer. So for that second, the redeef is over. For that second, the redeef is over. And there's no atzala anyway. But anyway, atzala is not going to help you. There's no atzala. That doesn't help. It's not going to help to kill him. And second of all, atzala doesn't help. Atzala is not a reason to bat you. Killing him because of atzala is not a reason to bat you anyway. Fear stoppage. Okay. So that's the chayra, what the Rajb means over here. That's the chayot that Rashi means over there. That's why if you're biyachin, we understand that if you hit the garish, Rashi is called man. The garish is burning. You consider it right. Consider right. It's too late. So what? But the din, the einish, the raidif says that calls man. You're an active raidif. Meila, there's an einish. There's a din einish in you until the redifa finishes. There's a din einish. That's the path that's you for the month. When it comes to Rish Lakish, so again, this is not going to work for Rish Lakish, as we explained. This is not going to work for Rish Lakish. The other Gemara says that Rish Lakish has to be hits his begufish eleven. So there's Akhtar Ajba, that will say, then we have the reverse problem. So if the Godish burns afterwards, how does that help you? The Godish burning afterwards. So we're saying that Kol Zma says the Rajba, Kol Shait the Nisra, Nishlaim the Nisra Godish, Kaim Shemes Ebed. The Mashmoyis of the Rajbi is, Taka. It's not that you're, like we discussed before, it's not the Imamish holding the fire until he dies. Right? There is some stage where, like Mario was saying, that you what you did is enough to kill him, it just takes time to die. Like when we shoot the guy in the heart, it'll take a couple of seconds till he died. Doesn't mean you're not chayiv if you're shlokish because it's not you anymore, but it's you. So what you did was enough to kill him. Now, says the Rajba, but not only during the time when you are actually torturing him and you are being an active reitzeach, during that time, says the Rajba, you are whatever burns then, you're going to be a potter. Because then you're a reitzeach. Says the Rajba, but that might not be that long. Yeah? And we're saying, says the Rajba, no. But Kolzman, the Eved didn't die yet. Kolzman, the Eved is dying. Yeah. Achimeis the Eved. Kol Shait Chashvin LeRaidiv. And therefore, whatever the Godish is burning while the Eved is dying, says Rai, you're a Raidiv. There, even if you're a Shlokish, yeah, you're a Raidiv. You are killing the guy. Okay. There's no Meiser Etzicha. Yeah, there's no Maisa Ritzicha, but a Roid if you are, because you're killing him. Your Maisa is killing him. Kolzman is dying. Kolzman doesn't die yet, you still consider a Roid if. So Melal, the Einish, here we have a Hethimsa for Rish Lakish, we have an Einish for Roid if. It's not the Maisa Ritzicha, yeah? But you consider a Roid if. You consider it because Kolzman is dying, so it's you that's killing him. If it's you that's killing him, you consider it right. One second. You're not doing Maisa, so what? You're right. Because you are killing him.
But you're not doing a Maisa of chasing him, even though you're chasing him. You're not doing a Maisa. So how does that work?
You're killing him. Your mice is killing you. Your mice is killing him. Therefore, you, says the Rajba, although there's not going to be a patur al tzayach, that's only when you're actually killing him. They consider it tzayach. But says the Rajba, Kolzman, he doesn't die. I'm considered right. One second. And therefore, says the Rajba, Kolzman, Evan is dying. Halach is that. If the Godish is burning, whatever part of Godish burns, Kolzman the Eved is dying, there's going to be a din of Kim Rabbanei, beside the fact that I'm being a Raidif. And the Raidif, just like Rabbi Yochanan, you're Raidif the whole time until the Eved dies. You're Raidif the whole time until the Eved dies. Rish Lakish, it's not going to help you from Hadlakas Hagadish, because that's minor. But where it's not minor if you're Shlakish, and then we say that the killing is not minor, it's all considered part of my Maisa, it's all considered me, right? The killing, him dying, is also me, right? Not just the Maisa killing, it's him dying also Misyachas to me. Attributed to me. So Mela said, the Rajma is Mechadish, that he's considered a Raidif. Because it's him that's killing the whole time until he actually dies. So Mela, the Rajma Mechadish, that that even though there's no ma'aser tzicha here, but a roid if you are, says the Raj. Mel, the goddess that burns the whole time while the Eved is dying, then you consider roidif and zepturkim rabbinay. Says the Raj, but once the Eved dies and the goddess continues to burn, then it's ready. The din we said before that even the din einish, is only for the redifa, right? It's not for what happened. Once it's all over, once he's dead, there's no redifa anymore. You can't chase dead people. Yeah, you're not killing dead people. So Mela, just like by the case of Namarasa, once it's over, there is no din, right? And we're saying even in the din Einish, that Allah is true, that's a Gemara. Means you have to say that the Einish, you didn't even want it, there's an element of Einish in redifa. But the Einish is not for the killing. The Einish is for the redifa. So Mela, that's only Kolzman, it wasn't done. Kolzman, whatever, the deed wasn't done. Once the deed is done, then it's not considered a redifa. So that L'chaira, Kanzain, that's the Mahalach over here in the Raj.
According to the Raj, I'm writing before you.
So what would the Raj behold? Let's just think aloud a little bit. What would the Raj behold? So if he's there, the Raj is going to be masking to the Talmud of Raj. Right? The Talmud Raj is Moshel. Yeah? Where we Zar Chetz, the Korosh Yerayim, and then it went and killed the guy. Right? So the Talmud Rajba took from there. Talmud Rajba took from there the Gabe torching the Gaddish, and he was Madamid. So we explain because he held it was one. The reason is because it's one Ma'isa. That's what we explained last week. Now the Rajba will be made to that Halacha. The Rajba will be made to Halacha. Why? Because Zeicham, he doesn't hold the svara of one ma'isa. Right? We said maybe he's got two gemaras all afraid of him, shrei chai v'chayim against Talmud Raj, but two gemaras. Yeah, the gemara by why Nikir Zerchanacha, the gemara why in the gemara by Bakam, the ayin that of you throw the what you call it, the sheep and the time, the moment and the thing are not together, but says one ma'isa. Right? So I don't know the one ma'isa. But goof in the case of the Talmud Rajba, where you threw it, you zark the chetz, so that al tzroidiv, the Rajba will be masking to the Talmud Rajba halacha in that case. Not al tzlamdis, because one ma'isa, but because when you threw the chetz, You're considered to be a roidif, just like we're saying in the Rajba, that the burning of the Gaddish, you're considered to be a roidif the whole time. So kolshkein, that's actually clear. Then imushlokish will be ma'ida over there. That's the chaf. Because the imushlokish is going to be ma'ida, right? Because if you're shlokish. You're also right in that case. This that we said is that Machlokes Shlokish over here. That's Dafka by the Gaddish. When you're right, Mitzat Sreifas Hagaddish. So if you're Beichin, it's Eshem Shem Chitzav. There's an active Chetz. There's an active Kayach the whole time. So you're right the whole time. Well, if you're Shlokish Eshem Shem Ma'inai, you're not considered right if after that first second. When you actually throw the Chetz, Ken Zayin Taka, now if you're the Rajba, even if you're Shlokish, that you'll be considered a roidif, and in Purish Lakish, there'll be a p'tur of Tim Rabbinay. Al's roidif, even though the hezek took place before the actual killing. That will come out a nice nafkamina in this svar.
Why wouldn't Rishlakish hold off the Tamarajmas? Why wouldn't Tamaraj hold Rishlakish there?
No, no, it could be for the Tamaraj, but also hold of it. I didn't mean to say that for the Tamaraj. I didn't mean to say that for the Tamaraj, it's only if you're Rechnav Rishlakish. Al Tisvar also could work. Tisvar could also work. But I'm just saying, though, in that case, in the world of Rajba, there won't be an African meeting. All
right. That's what I meant. It's just trying to bring out.